Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, happy Friday, happy TGIF. This is the Balanced, Low, Scary Snyder Show on a Friday. Tell you what, we're going to be standing by. We're going to be teaming up with 1400 WBAT and Marion. Got a lot to unpack. Albert Pujols. Yep, he's got wings, and he's flew the nest, per se, and is wearing another color red, all for the color green. We're going to be talking with Chris Reed from Bird Brain, I-70.com and Inside St. Louis. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on with Albert Pujols and why would he choose to be an Angel over a Cardinal. Well, $265 million might explain that. We'll be right back on the Balanced Radio Network. Stand by.
Shopping is hard.
Hi, I'm looking for holiday gifts, and I need a poor selection of tech products.
You've come to the right place. Our selection is pathetic.
Oh, and the prices on your tablets and laptops are...
astronomical.
Perfect.
But at Staples, it's easy. Get a $100 prepaid Visa card when you upgrade to a new laptop and recycle your old one. Staples. That was easy. Ends 12/24/11 on PCs regularly priced at $599 or higher. See Staples.com for details and qualifying trade-in models. Visa prepaid card processed after receipt of trade-in.
The Arab Spring has led to a winter of discontent in Bahrain, CBS's Tulov Lahu.
As police volunteered gas to disperse pro-democracy demonstrators who continued to protest in Bahrain, officials took steps to appease them and to respond to an independent commission that found police used excessive force, torture, and lack of ammunition to crack down on protests. Prosecutors have ordered to investigate the charges, and the Red Cross will be allowed to visit jailed government opponents. Home to the U.S.'s Fifth Fleet, this tiny island kingdom has been unable to quell the unrest that is now in its 10th month. Tuna Plavo, CBS News, Dubai.
Donald Trump is miffed at the meager response to his GOP presidential debate in Iowa. It's 2 days after Christmas, and only Newt Gingrich and former Senator Rick Santorum have agreed to show up. Trump's threatening to scrub the whole thing if more candidates don't agree to participate. Trump himself has not ruled out an independent bid for the White House. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Home Depot has great holiday gifts for every doer on your list. And big savings on some of the best names in the tool bag. Like an 18-volt One Plus Ryobi starter kit for just $89. That's $150 value for a drill, circular saw, two batteries, and a charger. Make someone's Christmas morning and weekends to come with a Ryobi starter combo kit just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Newmarket Super 2-Day Sale Friday and Saturday. Boneless skinless chicken breast $1.66 a pound. Spiral ham $1.77 a pound. Whole boneless pork loin $1.99 a pound. Limit 2. Domino's sugar $1.99. Dole classic salad 99 cents. Eckridge bologna 10 for $10. Super chill 2-liter pop 66 cents. Cheese singles 2 for $3. Campbell's chicken or tomato soup 5 for $3. Eckridge smoked sausage 4 for $10. Fresh chicken thigh and drumsticks 99 cents a pound. Ham portions $1.69 a pound. DiGiorno pizza 2 for $12. Coke 24-ounce 6-packs 3 for $10. And much more only at Newmarket.
This is Ann Kramer for Financial Advisors Reese and Luke Mitchell of Edward Jones, bringing the daily financial market report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 185.12 to close at 12,182.82. The Nasdaq Composite Index was up 50.47 to close at 2,646.85. Looking at issues of local interest, Vermota Company closed at 11.03, up 28 cents. Eli Lilly closed at 39.27, up 38 cents. WellPoint closed at $66.50, up 42 cents. Walmart closed at $58.32, up 34 cents. Vectrain closed at $28.64, up 66 cents. Lowe's closed at $24.97, up 9 cents. AT&T closed at $29.03, up 17 cents. And Citigroup closed at $28.77, up $1.02. This has been Ann Kramer for Financial Advisors Royce and Luke Mitchell of Edward Jones, member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice at 1119 Northwestern Avenue in Marion. Daily commentary is also located on our website at www.edwardjones.com. Have a great weekend.
21st Century Firearms. They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. Stop in and talk to their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stcenturyfirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stcenturyfirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
This is Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC's Power Lunch, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Here on the Gary Snyder Show, an abbreviated final hour today before we get back to our guests, which include Tom Marquis and Chris Reed. I've got to do this. Got to pay the bills. All right. You all know about to, you all. Jeez. Come on, Gary. You know about my experience I had when I tried to buy carpet for my home. I did what everybody else did. I went and checked out all the big box stores. When I did this, I found something was missing. Exactly, service. Then a friend recommended Lehman floor covering in Huntington. Not only did they have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylow, Shaw, and the list goes on. They also had that special something that was missing from those big home improvement box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens, and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Call 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. Visit them on the web at lehmanfloorcovering.com. Or just head on up to Huntington and visit their newly expanded store at 1940 Etna Avenue. All right, we're joined by Tom Marquis, the Balance Radio Network, and Chris Reed, who, along with Tom, probably tears still flowing. Tom, go ahead and take it.
Well, welcome to the Balance Radio Network. You were streaming across the United States here. And we are pleased to have Chris Reed with us, and Chris is no stranger to the show. Obviously, we had him back on during the Fall Classic when the St. Louis Cardinals was winning their championships. And I guess Albert could get one more for the team before saying adios. I guess, Chris, I don't know where to start with this, obviously being a fan. But on the other hand, somebody that that covers the Cardinals, I'm having a hard time making sense out of this. The only thing that makes sense is he's not wanting to change the color red, but he is wanting to change the color green. So can you help us unpack this? Why would Albert Pujols, after all this time, now I'm starting to understand what Cleveland Cavalier fans feel like, but why would Albert Pujols do this to the city of St. Louis?
Well, pretty simply, I guess he felt he really needed to chase the money and get the best deal for he and his family. I mean, he was presented with several contract offers, both by the Cardinals and other teams. And, you know, when it came down to it, more cash trumped the legacy and baseball immortality he would have had in St. Louis, and that's what he took.
You know, when I take a look at these negotiations, it seems like there was a little bit of bad blood between the St. Louis Cardinals organization and Albert Pujols, especially throughout the season. When you take a look at how negotiations went and how each side acted, in hindsight, was there some friction there that maybe most people thought there was?
Yeah, it's starting to look that way. There's been several articles that have come out in the past couple of days and some rumblings before that the relationship between Pujols and the Cardinals front office had soured a bit. And, you know, it's hard to say if it was because he felt like he wasn't being treated like the best player in the league by, you know, based on what they were offering him, or if it was because he wanted things to be done more quickly, or if the Cardinals wanted things to be done more quickly and he felt pressured. You know, I guess a little bit of all of those are in play. But, yeah, I think it's safe to say that from what we knew of Albert the first 9 or 10 years he was here in St. Louis and his relationship with the Cardinals, between that and how it ended up, something changed. Somewhere the attitude shifted and they weren't as or at least not quite as enamored with each other as they were in the beginning.
Now, Chris, one of the thoughts that came to my mind was that when he was looking at going to the American League, it looks like all the teams that he considered was in the American League. Do you think this has anything to do with the DH rule and that they could offer him a longer contract because of that?
Well, it's definitely an advantage for the American League teams when they're trying to sign position players, because as we all know, most position players do decline in their 30s, and by the time they hit 40, they're, you know, just a shade of the player they once were. So that's something that the Cardinals obviously didn't have in their back pocket. Now, when you take that away, the Cardinals did offer Albert the same amount of years that the Angels did when it came down to it. You know, that wasn't initially what their offer was, but their offer during the winter meetings was a 10-year offer, and that's what he signed with for the Angels. So the Cardinals would have had significantly more risk, I would say, than the Angels have with this same contract. But, you know, now that Major League Baseball is realigning and rules seem to be under scrutiny and things are changing with wild card and how much interleague play we have, it may not be too long before both leagues have the DH. So we'll have to see on that front.
And I know you and Tom are upset because you're Cardinal fans, but as someone who is not a Cardinal fan, matter of fact, I would probably fall into the category of loathing the Cardinals since I am a Cubs fan. You know, can you blame the guy? It's a quarter of a billion dollars.
No, I can't blame him at all for taking the money that he took. I mean, who among us would not? You know, it's easy to say as a fan, you know, like you said, well, he should have wanted to be a Cardinal for the rest of his life. Look at what he had here. And there is some truth in that. But when it comes down to it, you know, this was a business decision, regardless of what anyone said. And, you know, that's a huge part of it. And, you know, Lance Berkman even said as much when he was negotiating his extension with the Cardinals during this past season. Verbatim, his words were, it's always about the money. And we believed him. We took him at his word. It makes sense. The guy's honest. You know what? If you don't like it, at least he's honest. The real problem was that Albert always said it wasn't about the money. He said he wanted to play in St. Louis. He wanted to be like Stan the Man. He had his money. He didn't need to make millions and millions more. That's what I think has everyone so disappointed, the fact that he said one thing and did another. You know, if you want to get as much money as you can, that's okay. Just own it. Go out, say it, and then do it. Don't tell me one thing and then go do another, because it really calls into question the integrity of what he said about himself in a lot of ways.
And, Chris, I couldn't have even worded it any better, even if I tried. And it's just such a – you know, I had this conversation with my wife, who is also a huge Cubs fan. I guess I always defended Albert in the midst of all the other stuff that was going on, as far as steroids and all of that stuff, that he had the integrity of the game. And I just feel like you're right, that he slapped us in the face. So getting past that and getting at the fact that it's just a business decision, Albert has obviously raised the bar. Apparently St. Louis really is the gateway to the West. And now you have C.J. Wilson, who joins him out there as well. All right, let's look at another National League slugger, Prince Fielder. What's he asked for? Where's he go? Because Milwaukee can't pay him that kind of money.
No, you're right. And he's, you know, several years younger than Albert and has put up similar numbers in a lot of ways and has Scott Boras as his agent. So, you know, there's a lot in play for Prince Fielder to get a pretty hefty payday based on the contract Albert just signed. And that's probably a big part of the reason we haven't heard a whole lot of news about Prince Fielder before yesterday or today.
Well, when we take a look at the decision that Pujols made, number one, while he said that, you know, money wasn't really the issue, you know, he pretty much said that it was in the contract that he signed. And number two, you know, isn't it in the long run, and I guess time will tell, probably a good thing the Cardinals did not sign Pujols to a 10-year contract, because the odds are, and he's not been the healthiest of players here of late, that you know, when all is said and done, you're not going to get $250 million out of this guy.
Well, you're right on both fronts. I mean, only time will tell. There's no way to know how much of that 10 years, $250 million he will fulfill in terms of worth. But, yeah, the Cardinals were definitely over their heads and said as much. John Mozeliak said as much in his press conference that they were outside their comfort zone, but in terms of the length of the contract, but thought that it was worth it because it was Albert. It turned out that they didn't have the dollars to match, and that's really not that surprising either because, you know, the markets are different. I mean, L.A. is not St. Louis, and they have more money to play with, and they can assume a contract like that and it not ding them. I mean, that type of a contract would probably cripple the Cardinals for most of the duration, and that's not something this team is prepared to absorb. And you know, you can argue very easily that it's something they shouldn't be prepared to absorb.
Now, Chris, I know we'll have you on the balance tomorrow on our sports talk show tomorrow, and we'll be able to unpack this a little bit more. And I certainly don't want to treat – I made that comparison. Maybe I shouldn't have. I don't want to treat Albert Pujols like LeBron James. But I kind of feel like, as a fan, that's kind of the same thing that he did. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there are some similarities, but there's a lot of differences too. I mean, Albert's not a St. Louisan, as far as where he grew up. He did bring championships to this city. Their numbers, and their impact on their respective games are pretty similar. And the fact that they spent a good amount of time with one team and then took a bigger paycheck to go to another is of course similar. But the one thing Albert didn't do that LeBron did is he didn't stand up and throw it in the face of the Cavaliers fans with the decision show. You know, that you can say what you want about how you feel about what Albert, you know, ultimately decided and what he did, but it's a fraction of the hurt that LeBron caused based on his TV show and you know, getting hopes up and taking it so Hollywood, if you'll forgive the pun, to say what his decision actually was. That's a lot of the numbers are the same, but a lot of the attitude is different.
Well, hey, Chris, we have to wrap things up here. Where can people find your work?
They can find me on my blog at bird-brained.mlblogs.com. Every Monday morning, they can find me at insidestl.com, and every Saturday morning, they can find me at i70baseball.com.
Hey, Chris, it's been a pleasure, and again, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to
thanks,
the Gary
Chris.
Snyder Show.
With the price of gas jumping up and down overnight, wouldn't you like to know how much a fill-up in your car is going to be? Central Indiana Ethanol is the local producer of clean-burning E85 and can deliver it to your home or business. Go to CIE.us or call 765-384-5800 and ask about an E85 delivered price of just $3.04 a gallon, helping the local economy and reducing our dependence on foreign oil. It's Central Indiana Ethanol.
Hello from Central Indiana Ethanol. We have your Chicago Board of Trade Grain Market Update for this Friday, December 9th. December corn closed at 585.5, down 4.5. March corn closed at 594.25, down 6. January soybeans closed at 1107, down 25.5. March soybeans at 1116, down 25.75. December wheat closed at 573.5, down 3.25. March wheat at 596, down 1. Cash bid price tonight at CIE is 603. For any questions or information on corn E85 or DDGs, call us at 888-384-2676.
Hello again, sport fans. Jim Brunner with a look at Minutes on Sports for this snowy Friday night. Triple header of basketball coming your way tonight on your Hoosier AM/FM radio stations right here on WBAT Radio 545 tonight. They call it Silent Night. The opening round of the Ivanhoe Classic down at Taylor University's Upland Gymnasium, 545 for the broadcast on your station for sports. Meanwhile, tonight, 860 ESPN Radio at 645, we'll have the Christmas in Indiana Wesleyan Land basketball game as Cardinals Tritch will be in town, ranked 15th in the nation, to take on the number one ranked Lady Wildcats of Indiana Wesleyan, again on 860 ESPN. And tonight over on 99.3 WCJC at 7:15, a big, big high school battle between Mississinewa and Oak Hill opening round game in the Central Indiana Conference regular season basketball race, 7:15 tonight on 99.3. That's sports. Have a great weekend. I'm Jim Brunner reporting.
We all know how serious Ed Breen can be, but we see the fun side of Mr. Ed.
Just a little silliness today for a change.
And you can, too, by listening weekday mornings to 1400 WBAT's Good Morning Grant County. In fact, Ed's looking forward to a lot of enjoyment in his next career, too.
Play shortstop for the Cubs.
Maybe even lead them to that elusive World Series crown.
Worth a million.
Ed Breen and the Good Morning Grant County team. The good, the bad, and definitely the ugly on 1400 WBAT.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy normal levels. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-784-8930. That's 1-800-784-8930. Call 1-800-784-8930.
Greetings. This is Mark Draves, the president and CEO of Carey Services. Throughout my 40-year professional career, I've been a fair share giver to the United Way. Each year, the employees of Carey Services rank in the top five total employee givers to the United Way across all Grant County employee groups. Why? Because we believe the United Way is the gold standard of charitable organizations. There is no more effective way to help our friends, neighbors, and family in their time of need than through the United Way. Let's all continue to live united.
Tuition to any public university or college in the state of Indiana.
He says the goal is to enroll upwards of 90% of all Marion County 7th and 8th graders in the program. This is Network Indiana News.
Make your holidays a hit with the new Money Bag Multiplier Scratch-Off from the Hoosier Lottery. There's plenty of ways to win, with 20 chances on the front, plus 10 more chances to win on the back, and a top prize of $100,000. With Money Bag Multiplier, you can haul in even more prizes and multiply your winnings up to 50 times. Put some fun under your tree with the Money Bag Multiplier Scratch-Off from the Hoosier Lottery. Just one of many new games on sale now. Play your favorite today. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Hello, world. It's your man, Mike Epps. Welcome to the Super Bowl Village, where it's nothing but 10 days of football partying. Two concert stages, national, local, and regional acts. Zip lines for crazy people like myself. We got warming zones all up and down the street.
You have me, the radio guy. You have David Pennicuff, the newspaper guy from the Chronicle Tribune. Then you have Ed Breen, the newspaper guy who has become a radio guy. Throw us all into a room at the same time with three microphones, and what do you get? Well, either this or CT Talks. Join us and call us the third Friday of each month for CT Talks on 1400 WBAT. Ed Breen, David Pennicuff, and me, Tim George. On WBAT, we keep you informed.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show, an abbreviated Friday version. Tom, real quick, running out of time here. Where can people find your work, and what do you have going on in the morning? And you got about 20 seconds here.
All right. Well, stick around right here on the Balance Radio Network. Brian Jensen's going to join me here, my co-host, on Saturday. We're going to talk about Saturday's show. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to air hour number two, as heard on 1400 WBAT. We've got tomorrow's show. We're going to be talking to Chris Reed again. We're going to be talking to Ed Kratz from Philadelphia. All sports that you can handle, that we can jam-pack into 2 hours. So come on back.
All right, have a great weekend. Again, GarySnyderShow.com. Poll question, live or artificial Christmas tree. Want to thank all of our guests today, including Eric Bradner, Jimmy Cavanaugh, Jim Wallace, and Chris Reed. You've been listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
for the 11th.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned. We've got about 30 minutes. Yeah, Gary had to bail a little bit earlier today because of a broadcast ball game that 1400 WBAT will be running. And so it freed up about 30 minutes. So, you know, I guess you got a special edition of the Balance and preview of what's coming up on the Balance tomorrow. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. I'll be right back when we get back. My co-host on Saturday morning. I'll make a rare cameo appearance here on Friday afternoon. I'll be right back. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
And welcome to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. That's right, guys. It is Friday. Got about another half hour of our live version left. Gary had to bail a little bit early today because 1400 WBAT had to get to a high school basketball game broadcast, I believe. So had to bail with us. It's good to have Chris Reed on with us this last half hour. Help us break down that Albert Pujols contract. He's going to be on with us again tomorrow. Never fail. We're going to have a good long conversation with him tomorrow. Ed Kratz is going to be on tomorrow. He's down in Philadelphia, going to help us break down that Sandusky thing. Yeah, crap, what's going on with them? But on the positive side, Penn State's headed to a bowl game. I'm talking a little Philadelphia Eagles with him as well. And of course, we've got a lot of NFL to talk about. And one of the good things about NFL when we're at this time of year is Thursday night game. So we'll be able to recap last night's game. Big Ben took a pretty hard hit. Welcome back to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. Joining me now for a rare cameo appearance on a Friday, Mr. Brian Jensen.
How you doing, Tom?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just sitting here watching some TV, getting caught on some sports.
All right. Well, I'll tell you one of the things I want to find out about from you, and we're going to get this up on the website, guys, probably tonight or tomorrow. I got a text from Brian yesterday with a picture. Now, keep in mind, the super Colts fan, okay, a picture of him paying off a debt to a, I don't know, one of his bookies or whatever, but what was the bet, and why did you have to make such an atrocious picture?
It actually wasn't a bet that I lost. One of my businesses, I sell retail sports merchandise and happened to have some Patriots hats laying around. Threw one on, and my fiance started yelling at me. I was like, oh, hey, take a picture. I'm sitting at the top, so I'll take a picture and – that's why I put on the caption, I lost the bet.
I got
my stuff
you
with the Wii cord.
That's right. Selling out to the man. Selling out. That's for sure. Well, it's good to have you here on a Friday, so let's just talk about last night's game. The Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big Ben taking a pretty good fall, and obviously also Colt McCoy got knocked around as well. So people were there last night ready for the money. So let's talk about that game a little bit while we've got some time today. Let's talk about the Steelers and the Browns, and you know what the MRI confirmed, Brian, with Ben Roethlisberger was a high ankle sprain, and I was listening to him on one of the talk shows this morning, and he said that he thought his leg was broke. Can you imagine what would happen to the Steelers? I mean, I don't want to pray for another team's despair in that aspect. I don't want to pray that somebody gets hurt. My God, if somebody's got to get put out Big Ben, right?
Yeah. You know, I didn't get a chance to watch last night, but working today, I've seen all the highlights on ESPN. And, of course, they're showing the highlights of Harrison and Big Ben going down. But yeah, Big Ben, I mean, he's, let's not talk about what, all the bad things he's done with, him and, what, he does in the bars and stuff, during the off season or whatever. But that guy has to be one of the most, toughest, quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, you watch the replay, it looks like he just completely broke his leg, and it just comes back out in the second half, and it's like, wow. I mean, he's getting, helped off the field there in the first half and comes back, and, you look at that, you think his season's done. And then he comes back out and plays pretty good. And, it's, that's just, you wouldn't expect any less from him.
Right. Absolutely. And I tell you what, I'm hearing weird things in my ears here. It's those voices again. but you know what? Same old Big Ben, same old Cleveland Browns. But Roethlisberger added to his reputation by one of the toughest players in the game by returning to the game after that gruesome second quarter pass sack. So I tell you what, it was a crazy hit, and I didn't know if you guys saw that or not. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the NFL. And one of the things I really want to talk about with you, Brian, since we talk so much Colts, what is up with Archie Manning? I mean, is he running for office or what the hell? he says one thing to one news organization and then turns around and flips and says something completely different to another organization. And number three, should we really care what Archie Manning says?
He says one thing to one thing to another. I think he's just trying to clarify what he was saying to the other one, what he was saying about the first time. And, it's his dad. I don't care about what he says. I've probably read in the last probably 10 days about 15 different scenarios of what's going to happen with the whole Manning Luck situation. I think the newest one today I've read was Tebow going to the Jags and Peyton Manning being traded to the Broncos, and we're getting the number, one draft pick for the next 2 years. And it's just like, geez, it just keeps on going. I mean, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Well, and I guess it's going to be an interesting game to watch. I mean, obviously the winless Colts return to their original home back in Baltimore. The Colts' march for perfect failure continues with conviction, I guess. We could say it that way. But I tell you what, the Ravens cannot afford another slip-up, and especially against a team like the Indianapolis Colts. And, people in Baltimore haven't forgot about the Colts sneaking out of town and moving in moving vans in a snowstorm. And they will take a considerable glee, put it that way. They will be very, very happy if the Baltimore Ravens beat the Colts tomorrow. And any chance that they get, especially with flirting 0-16, this won't be a passive, positive environment for the Colts. However, if the Colts manage to pull off a win against the Baltimore Ravens, who's got an outstanding defense this year, wow. that town's going to come unglued.
Yeah, it seems like no matter what team goes into Baltimore, it's always tough to play over there with those fans. And I mean, especially that defense. I mean, just even without Ray Lewis, they're still pretty dominant. I mean, he's over there cheering on the sidelines and stuff, getting his team involved. I mean, he's not the type of person just to sit around and do nothing. And that defense. I mean, that's pretty much been a good defense for the last. Almost, last 5 to 6, 7, 8 years, I mean, everyone has their problems against them. And, with our offense being pretty much ranked last in everything, we're going to have a tough time against them too, especially being in, their home turf.
Well, and I'll tell you a positive thing about this game, Brian, is my guy, number 44, Dallas Clark, did take part in a full portion of practice for the second straight day yesterday. I think that's a step closer to returning to the returning for the first time in 5 weeks from a fibula injury. But Clark did return to practice on Wednesday for the first time since suffering the injury against the Atlanta Falcons on the 6th. Caldwell stopped short, however, of saying that Clark was ready to return. So that would be a positive thing if the Colts can putting Clark back in. Sorry. See what happens when I'm not prepared? I'm dipping into tomorrow's cookie jar.
Yeah, it's going to make it, you're pretty much making it difficult for the show tomorrow, aren't you?
We'll find something, that's for sure. Hey, guys, we'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. And when we get back, we're going to talk some more NFL. If you got some NFL thoughts or questions or anything about sports for that matter, 917-889-8516. We'll give you a listen for about 15 more minutes. Then coming up here at 6 o'clock is hour number 2, as heard on 1400 WBAT of the Gary Snyder Show. I jump in about halfway there, and we talk with a guy from the Evansville Courier and Press about the retiring of Indiana Supreme Court Chief Justice Randall Shepard. So it's going to be interesting to talk with him when we get right back. That's coming up at 6 o'clock. When we get right back, Brian and I continue our conversation about the NFL and, well, of course, the Indianapolis Colts.
Like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
All right. Well, the Colts are definitely pooping for real. Man, oh, man. I got to come up with a new soundbite, don't I? I got to come up with something new, but, there's not a better soundbite out there for a segue into the Colts, Brian.
Playoff?
Playoff? Playoff? know what? I've got to find that. I had it. I don't know what happened to it. I got to get a hold of one of my buddies. One of my buddies has got to have that soundbite. Playoffs? Talking about playoffs? Hey, good to have all of our listeners along with us. Everybody. I lost my window here of who's listening and who's not listening. It's just been one of those days, Brian. It's been one of those days. But it's Friday.
Now that we're on, everybody dropped off, right? There ain't no one listening anymore. It's just me and you.
No, we got two listeners now.
One's your wife and one's my fiance.
No. She's not even listening. I don't know. I think there's some girl named Tammy that's logged
Someone
on.
Someone just
here.
Accidentally left the radio on or something.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. But, hey, I tell you what. How about Orlovsky and those Indianapolis Colts? I tell you what. I don't know about you guys. I know I'm dipping into the cookie jar, but my goodness. I liked it. I know they let off the gas and they weren't playing Brady, but you know, I liked it. What were your thoughts? You know what? Remember the 21-point spread?
Yeah, you know, I really thought that it was going to be a complete blowout and there at the end. I mean, you know, the fourth quarter. I mean, you know, I think the statistics on him. You know, he went 30 for 36 or something like that. I mean, he was just kind of You don't remember how, you know, you look at it like, really, he had that many completions? But then, you know, the fourth quarter, they started to wake up, and unfortunately it was, you know, too late. But, I mean, I really believe if they would have had one more quarter, we would have came back and won that. And it was getting that close. And, you know, you can just tell, you know, Garcon, you know, he's just angry. He's so mad, and, you know, he's so – you know, ripped about this whole season, and he just wants the ball every time, and you know you can tell his, you know, his demeanor every time that he grabs the ball, and you know he's, you know,
you
just tell
that
every reaction. I say grab the ball.
You should say Friday. Grab the ball.
See, it's
the
Friday,
right ball
man.
Or
it's
the
it's
left
Friday.
Ball? I can't sad sack you on Friday.
Yeah. I think
we just
got rid of another caller now, or another listener, huh? But anyway, he's just sick of it. You know, I think, you know, that just pretty much resembles the entire team. They're sick of the season. They want, you know, they want it to end, and you know, we want one win, and hopefully, I mean, I still hope. I mean, we got two more home games left. I just hope that we can get one at home. You know, I mean, what are we playing for now? Really, we're playing for what? You know, if we're going to get one win, get it at home.
Well, you know, I certainly am not subscribing to this suck for luck type theory, but I'm with you, brother. Let me ask you this, Brian. Do you think that that Peyton and Luck can coexist as teammates?
I look at it like this. All right, Peyton Manning has. You look at the way his contract's structured. Anything past, not next year, but the year after, it looks like, you know, that's pretty much it. Either he's going to renegotiate or he's going to retire. Okay, now you look at it like this. He's been out all this season. Has he even thrown a football? You know, okay, well, media doesn't really know that because, I mean, he's not really supposed to do it. But, I mean, even if he is, okay, fine. But he's still not in football form, okay? You're taking a guy that's 35 years old and coming back trying to get into football form next year. Do you really believe that he's going to be the Peyton Manning that we all know? Because I personally don't think that it's going to happen. You know, we're expecting, like, this Brett Favre thing for him to – you know, come out and, you know, throw 40 touchdowns and 3 picks, you know, and, you know, in reality, it's just not going to happen. You know, I mean, I really think the best scenario is either he stays next year, Luck comes in, he teaches Luck, okay? But, I mean, when you got someone like Andrew Luck, you know, he wants to start the first year, and, you know, he's capable of starting the first year, but if you're going to have a mentor like Peyton Manning, you know what, I'll sit. The heck with everything, I'll sit. You know, this guy's going to teach me, I'll sit. This is one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I will sit. You know, but, I mean, if it comes down to it, you know, I think I personally really hope that, like, he would retire, honestly, because what are we really going to get with him next year? You know, he's out of football shape. He's going to come back. He's only going to have maybe 2 years left anyways, 2 or 3 years tops left anyways before he retires. You know, what's the point? We need to get someone else in there right now. We should have had someone else in there before, but it never happened. You know.
I agree with you, Brian. There's so many different scenarios,
you know.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, I don't get it. I mean, obviously drafting Luck is a no-brainer. Now, I'm not saying that we should suck the rest of the season, but, you know, if we got to realize that if we don't win and we go 0-16, we're going to be under a new coaching system. I just think that Caldwell's job will not be saved. And you know, drafting Luck, like I said, is a no-brainer. Manning's future is tedious at best. A neck injury that keeps him out all year is serious and could cause problems for Manning next year. Even if it doesn't, Brian, how long does the 14-year veteran and Manning have left anyway? Like you said, sometimes you have to take a chance. You have to keep Manning. I think you do have to keep Manning. I don't want to see them trading. I mean, what a better mentor for the Colts and for the young Colts than Peyton Manning. And what a better scenario than having Peyton Manning as your number one quarterback and Andrew Luck as your number two quarterback if something did happen. You know,
I can say from having back problems, I mean, you know, one more car accident for me, I could be paralyzed. You know, I could move the wrong way, I could be paralyzed. You know, neck back injuries are not anything to, you know, not take seriously. You know, and you're playing football, he gets hit from the blind side the wrong way, goes down, and, you know, that could be it for him. I mean, now you're talking the rest of your life, not just football. You're talking the rest of your life. You know, I mean, why would you want to take that risk? You know, that, I mean, yeah, we'd all love to see him be out there on the field playing, you know, at high competitive level. But, I mean, I really don't think it's going to happen, honestly. I cannot see it happening, you know. But I hope that he stays, you know, so he can mentor someone like Andrew Luck or, you know, whoever else they might possibly want in the draft, which I don't see anyone else. But, I, you know, there's so many different scenarios. I mean, you know, it's just we ain't going to know until April. We just ain't going to know until April. And, you know, it's killing me. It's killing a lot of people. You know, we want to know what's going to happen. We want to know what's, you know, who our quarterback can be for next year, and nobody knows.
No, absolutely right. But I tell you one thing that's really frustrating. We've got about 5 more minutes here, but I just really cannot believe what I'm reading these days. People suggest trade Manning, one of the greatest NFL quarterbacks of all time, to get draft choices in order to draft an unproven rookie that wears a knee brace, for God's sake. How many college quarterbacks have to come in? I mean, really, how many college quarterbacks have to come into the NFL with high expectations and end up with a big flop? What if you were to trade Manning and Luck turns out to be another Ryan Leaf or DeMarcus Russell or Vinny Testaverde or Tim Couch or an Andre Ware? Stop me sometime, Brian.
That's a chance that you take on anyone that you draft. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the first round or seventh round. I mean, you take the chance on anybody. You know, I mean, you know, the scout can look at, you know, anybody that they want and be like, oh, yeah, this guy's a great athlete. This guy's, yeah, he can play at a high level. And then he comes in and it's totally different. Then he doesn't know anything. You know, then he ends up looking like the Ryan Leaf or, you know, whoever, or Jamarcus Russell. You know, you never know. There's always a chance. You know, there's always a chance. I mean, you can take chances when you're switching, you know, from team to team, someone being successful on your team. I mean, look at I don't say I don't call him Ocho Cinco because I think that's just stupid. But Chad Johnson, you know, and he's on the Patriots now, and you know, no one ever hears about him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's great with Cincinnati. I mean, you know, just that switch to the team can make that happen. You know, so I mean.
Well, you know. You know what, Brian, I'm a firm believer, and we'll certainly get into a lot of this tomorrow, but I'm a firm believer that you can win a Super Bowl without a franchise quarterback. I mean, teams make mistakes. I mean, when they fail to replace franchise quarterbacks as they're aging, you know, and I think that might have been a big problem with the Indianapolis Colts is they did not take the appropriate measures with life for life after Manning. One thing I'll say about the St. Louis Cardinals is life after Albert Pujols is life. It continues on. They'll win another championship. I mean, hell, they really didn't.
They're still
going to
sell out every stadium. Every time that they play, they're still going to sell out every game.
Well, you know, so, you know, Peyton's going to retire. We do need to look at life after Peyton Manning. I just think that if Peyton Manning is completely able to play, he'll stay a Colt. He'll retire a Colt. And right now, you know, I think that luck should be a sidebar conversation, something that we talk about in the off season. Obviously, tomorrow the Heisman's coming up, the Heisman Trophy, and we'll get into that tomorrow. I don't want to dig that deep into the cookie jar, but we are going to spend some time talking about that Heisman Trophy award winning tomorrow. And, you know, I cast my one vote for who I thought it should be. I'll get into that tomorrow. But you know what? The Colts shouldn't even think about bringing luck in just yet. I'm saying I know we have to draft him, but I just don't think that should be all we're thinking about. That offensive line is terrible, Brian. It's hard enough for a veteran quarterback like Manning, Breeze, or Brady to perform without a fairly good offensive line. It's going to even be harder for a rookie like Andrew Luck. I mean, Carolina lucked out, Brian, and you and I were at that Carolina game with Cam Newton. I mean, he's a scrambling SOB. Oh, I mean QB. But I mean, he can escape the pocket if his O line. Help me out here, brother. Yeah. Office Space. He's got face.
I think so.
Was that Office Space? Yeah, I think it was.
I think it is. No, I don't know.
The Colts need to work on improving their own face. Put it that way.
Yeah, because we all seen Peyton Manning scramble. And that wasn't too pretty.
I'm going to find that soundbite tonight. Watch me find that soundbite tonight. Hey, listeners, I want to know what it is. I think it's Office Space, but I'm sure that I could find it. You remember the scene where the girl from Friends, Rachel, what was her name? Married to Brad Pitt. What's her name? Well, was married to Brad Pitt.
Hey, Corey, who was married
Jennifer
to Brad
Aniston.
Pitt?
That's who it was. It was Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
Yeah, it was.
And the other dude, is he goes, she had her O face on. Oh. Boy, we digress on a Friday. It's not even Saturday yet. Man.
Yeah, all right, completely
Brian,
caught me off guard here. So,
all right, give us a final few thoughts here because we got to take a break, and then we come back. We're going to be broadcasting hour number two, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion.
Well, I seen the James Harrison hit yesterday, and that's pretty sad. You know, he's that guy. You would think that he has learned by now, and that's just pathetic, and I cannot believe that, you know, he's still doing this, you know, and that's just unbelievable. I mean, and it, you know, for some reason it's always against the Browns. Why is that? Can someone tell me why that is? It seems like it's always against the Browns, you know, and this guy's making a bad rep for himself, and I you know, he needs to be suspended. He just needs to be suspended.
Who's that? I'm sorry.
James Harrison. James Harrison.
I got this freaking text just now. I can't even. I don't even talk about it. People are ambushing me from all sides. All sides.
The one listener.
Exactly. I'm not even lying, though. The one listener. No. But we'll be we'll be back on tomorrow, Brent. I've lost my mind. We'll be back on tomorrow, 9 a.m. sharp. In spite of what may happen tonight, I will be on tomorrow. No. I'm just kidding. Just drink my coffee. Coffee and Powerade, my man. Coffee and Powerade. Well, guys, stick around. We'll be right back. Hour number two, as heard on 1400 WBAT. Jimmy the intern going to talk about that IU-Kentucky game. It's going to be a good game, Brian. Good game. So Jimmy was on about 4 o'clock today on 1400 WBAT on the Gary Snyder Show. I jump on about 4:30. It was a great conversation with Eric Bradner. Bradner. He's the State House Bureau Chief with the Evansville Courier and Press. And he had a great conversation with us about the retiring of Chief Justice Shepherd here in Indiana. And, you know, just about some of the things that he's covered in his lifetime. To give you an idea, guys, how long he's been a Chief Justice. He was appointed by Governor Orr. That tells you anything. That's a long time. I'm going to tell you what, Brian, when Governor Orr was the governor of Indiana, you were still at your dad's party. You were still in your dad's sock. I said sock. Oh, my goodness.
You got a long couple hours ahead of you, don't you?
I got a long couple hours now. We're going to rebroadcast hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Obviously, I'm part of that show as well. All right, Brian. Real quickly before we go, two questions: real tree or fake tree? Clear lights or colored lights?
Fake tree. Colored lights.
Okay. You know,
don't want the termites and bugs in the house.
Well, we've got the artificial pre-lit tree going on because we have animals that like to dig in. But I like the clear lights for the outside. I do. All right, guys, that's going to do it. Right around the corner, hour number two of 1400 WBAT, the Gary Snyder Show. And I'll be joining you guys again in about 30 minutes right here on the Balance Radio Network. Join us tomorrow live, 9 a.m., myself and Brian Jensen. We've got Ed Pratt from Philadelphia going to be on. Chris Reed from St. Louis going to help us break down the departure of Albert Pujols. We're also going to be talking about some more IU in Kentucky and, of course, conversation about the Colts and the NFL and fantasy football playoffs begin this weekend, guys. So you do not want to miss tomorrow's jam-packed show right here on the Balance Radio Network. That ends it for the live portion. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Two of the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome back. Before we get to our next guest, Jimmy Cavanaugh, who is in his own right becoming a celebrity, especially here in the Marion area. We may have to get him his own billboard here real soon. I need to tell you about Barry Bunker Chevrolet. They are your hometown Chevy and used car dealership. Whether you're looking for a new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car or truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. And when I say no one, what do I really mean? Exactly, no one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one stop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be complicated, and there should not be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians, try saying that fast, make maintenance simple for you. They are the one-stop shop for all of your maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Call Barry, 866-466-1956. Again, you know that he's always there, right? Okay, 866-466-1956. You can visit barrybunker.com or just head on over to the store at 1307 North Wabash Avenue right here in Marion and experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. And of course, I should not have to say this because you all know it, but here it goes anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. Now, if you cannot remember all that, I make it simple for you. Just go to GarySnyderShow.com, scroll down a little bit. You'll see the nice, pretty ad right there on the far right from Barry Bunker. Click on it. Takes you right to the website, and you can check out every car in inventory. It's just a pretty awesome website, especially if you're looking to buy a new Chevy. All right, now joining us, he is becoming a Marion legend. He is the Gary Snyder Show and apparently the Jim Brunner Show. Voice of both for IU Sports, Jimmy Cavanaugh, the one, the only. Welcome.
Geez, Gary, I might have to start charging speaking fees, public speaking engagements, all that stuff. I want to avoid getting a big head about myself, but you know, I gotta give you a shout out for giving the heads up and making the connection. So I mean, I wouldn't have it without you. So I'm gonna give you a round of applause.
Well, hey, Jim Brunner, he is. I mean, literally, when I say. Literally, the voice of sports in Marion County for the last 30 years. I am not exaggerating one bit. He has called four of the Marion High School state championship games, probably more. I don't know. I'm taking a wild guess there. But if it has to do with sports in Grant County or the Marion area, Jim Brunner is the face people put with it. And, boy, he just came in here just a few minutes ago and gave you glowing accolades in your appearance on his show from the press box just a few minutes ago.
I used to feel good about myself. I'm glad to feel appreciated. Nice needed boost to my self-esteem. And especially running on as little sleep as I am. I don't know if I mentioned this. I went to Guns N' Roses in Indianapolis last night.
Oh, you did not, did you?
I did.
I saw them the last time they were in Indianapolis in 1992.
Whoa. Well, apparently the actual this time was a little different. He was more charitable, like, towards the fans. He said, thank you. I almost didn't know which Axl Rose that was. It was pretty mind-blowing, mind-boggling. They were incredible.
So he didn't start any riots or run off the stage or any of that stuff?
No, nothing. It was pretty uneventful, besides the fact they started at 11 o'clock.
They started at 11 o'clock?
It started at 11. I got back home around 4. It was pretty sweet.
So you had a pretty good time then.
Yeah, it was nice. Anyway.
Well, you know, I'm a little envious. I was a big Guns and Roses fan. Play some of them here. And hey, you know, just 2 days ago, they got accepted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, all we need now is an Axl Slash reunion. So I guess, you know, when pigs fly.
Well, we had Duff McKagan on this show about a month ago.
I do remember that. I was incredibly in awe when that happened. And, you know, maybe cross our fingers, hope for a little bit of luck, and maybe we see a reunion at the Rock and Roll Induction.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, so I'm going to just give you a heads up. You are the front man for a band, correct?
Correct.
So before we get off of this newscast, maybe the last thing you do, I want to hear your best Axl Rose and Sweet Child of Mine.
Right now?
We'll do it before we let you off the air here.
Okay. All right. Solid. I can do that.
All right. Big game coming up tomorrow between the Indiana Hoosiers as the evil Kentucky Wildcats and John Calipari invade Assembly Hall. What can we expect from the Hoosiers tomorrow?
I'd say you can expect, at the very least, a good amount of effort from IU. They've been playing incredibly hard. They've been playing tough. And more importantly than anything else, we're talking basketball-wise, they've been playing up-tempo. Talking with Jim, I mentioned it on his show, I've actually seen some dissenting opinion one way or another. There was a coach came on for ESPN, talking to them about what he thought IU needed to do. He said he thought they needed to slow down and try to grind it out. My only response to him would be, you know, maybe you haven't seen IU play enough. I've seen enough of this team this year to tell you that if they try to slow it down against Kentucky, I think that's going to give them problems because they don't execute as well in the half-court set as they do when they get out and run. And Kentucky does just about equally well. They're pretty much pace neutral. Indiana is not pace neutral. They need to play quicker. They need to play more up and down, or they're going to have more trouble with Kentucky than they would otherwise. Not to say that they're not going to have trouble anyway, but I think they need to try to play quick, try to make Teague turn the ball over, make some mistakes, and then hope they get a really good game from two or three or four players. They need to have Jordan Halls be lights out. I think they need Sheehy and Oladipo both hitting shots. They need Zeller to be effective. Well, Verdell Jones to not do any boneheaded turnovers, but that's another story.
All right, hey, Jimmy, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down this game a little bit further. And before we get off the air here, get your best Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, Axl Rose impersonation. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Did you know even Santa shops at Moore's Home Health and Medical Supplies? There's a jolly good supply of Pride lift chairs so comfortable Santa uses one. Moore's carries scooters, walkers, canes, rollators, compression socks, and safety needs for bathing. For your respiratory needs, Moore's Home Health and Medical Supplies is a ConvaCare provider. Visit them in Marion on Johnson Street or in Kokomo on Markland Avenue.
I'm steering my sleigh there right now. Ho, 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 ho. This season, when you think about holiday giving, think about opening a College Choice 529 savings plan for a loved one. You'll be giving the gift of education, a gift that changes lives. Plus, when you open or contribute to a College Choice 529 plan, you may receive a 20% state income tax credit on the amount of your contribution, up to a $1,000 credit. And that is smart year-end tax planning. Find out more about the 529 College Choice savings plan and the tax credit you may receive by contributing at collegechoiceplan.com.
Attention shoppers.
When you're out shopping, note the number of empty storefronts and closed up shops. In part, these shuttered doors are the result of the uneven playing field that exists between Indiana's brick and mortar retailers and online only retailers like Amazon.com. Main Street retailers collect sales taxes that support our communities and fund schools, roads, and public safety. Amazon doesn't collect these taxes, and that's not fair. To learn how we fix this, visit IndianaMerchants.com.
Are you sure there's room for that?
I'll make it fit.
Before you reach the point when a bike is all that can fit in your two-car garage, call the WVAT Swap Shop Program. We'll field your call shortly after 9 a.m. each weekday. Plus, we'll place your items on our website. Soon you'll have more room and more cash.
Nice. No more scraping.
Now you'll have more time to shovel the driveway.
If you tell it, we can sell it. Sell, buy, trade, or give away items on the Swap Shop. Weekday mornings on 1400 WBAT.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Don Cricky, the voice of Notre Dame football, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in pain.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Before we get back to our guest, Jimmy Cavanaugh, Schaefer's, Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the top-of-the-line Ariens snow throw snow blowers. They also wanted me to remind you, Gravely, Hustler, and Dixie Topper mowers, still in stock, price to move. They also have all the winter accessories for the Dixie Topper mowers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Here's what you need to do. Call 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. You can also visit them at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. If you can't remember all that, just remember GarySnyderShow.com. Click on the Schaefer's ad. It's right there at the top. Takes you right there. Also, poll question. Do you prefer the live Christmas tree or the artificially lit, pre-lit Christmas trees? I know, Jimmy, you're still in college, but which do you prefer?
I'm going to go with the artificial Christmas tree. It's been in my family for about 40 years. We've been using the same tree, you know, the big wire one with all the nasty pricklies on the edge. But you know, it's got a certain aesthetic appeal to me.
You know, and artificial right now is the runaway winner All right, the Wildcats, and when we're talking IU basketball here with Jimmy Cavanaugh, the Wildcats come in top-ranked in the nation with John Calipari at the helm, which I cannot stand, number one. Nothing would be better to see the Hoosiers get the Wildcats with the win there at Assembly Hall. Heading into this game, undefeated. Where is the IU basketball confidence level right now? And does Tom Crean, Coach Crean, have these guys believing?
Well, the confidence has got to be running pretty high. I'd say the North Carolina State game has a lot to do with that. You saw Christian Wofford throw the ball in the air when they beat the Wolfpack on the road. And that road win is big. They had trouble coming out of the gate against Stetson, but I think they were also looking forward to this game a little bit, and Crean got into them a little at halftime, and they really blew the doors off them in the second half. So I think they're believing. I think they got a little swag on thanks to Victor Oladipo and co. And if they lose against Kentucky, it's obviously not surprising. These guys have locked up before in big games, but I haven't seen anything yet from this team that suggests they'll shy away, at least on the defensive end.
Well, let me ask you this, Jimmy. Is it more important the Hoosiers win this game or just play well and keep it close?
Obviously, a win would be preferable, but I also think that if they keep it close and play well, there's no shame in losing to the number one team in the country, even if it is at home, especially in a rivalry game like this against Kentucky. Kentucky is going to be favored. Actually, Vegas came out. IU's only 3.5-point underdog. I think it got moved to 4 because of the heavy Kentucky action. But IU's being given a lot of respect in Las Vegas, and I think that's for a decent reason. There are a lot of people who believe in this Indiana team. I think the players are a group of those people that believe in this Indiana team. And if they keep it close and play tough against Kentucky, I could see that really giving some positive impact down the road, particularly in the next game they have against Notre Dame.
Now, as Kentucky comes into this game, as Hoosier fans that maybe have not seen Kentucky play yet this year, number one, you're fortunate. Number two, what should the Hoosier fans look for from Kentucky?
Okay, they've got a kid, Anthony Davis, one of their many freshmen, the number one freshman in the country. For good reason. He's right now averaging 12 points, 9 rebounds, and under 5 blocks per game. The kid is ridiculous. He's astounding. His unibrow is an airfoil that decreases wind resistance and allows him to get greater on his jumps. I mean, he's an impressive guy. And then they've got a good host of players all around, too. Deron Lamb is an outstanding shooter. They've got a couple guys off the bench, Aloy Vargas, Kyle Wiltshire, Zeller, try to give him some problems. And then just look at Marquise Teague. He's had some trouble. I mentioned him before as a point guard that IU can focus on. But I think that he has also the talent to give Kentucky an advantage in this one.
All right. As always, we like to have you handicap the game. How do you see this game playing out at Assembly Hall tomorrow?
I'd say that an IU win would not be a smart thing to pick. I don't think they're going to be. They're obviously not the favorites. It would be an upset if they win, despite what Dan Dockich might say or might have you believe. I think that IU, if they get a lot of things to go right, can pull it out. But then again, I haven't been one assuming that things are going to go right for IU because we haven't seen it in years past. Now, they've done some good things at the start of the year, and I've doubted them at every turn, or at least questioned at every turn. And they've come up with answers. So I figure it looks like a recipe for success. They've been doing fine without me picking them, and they don't need me to start now. So I'm going to say Kentucky should win this one, but also don't be surprised if IU does. If they can get some pressure on Kentucky, get them to tighten up a little bit with the Assembly Hall crowd. And maybe if a couple guys get hot from the floor, they knock off number one at home and go into next week as a ranked team, top 25 squad.
Is this the biggest game Assembly Hall has seen in the last 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, I'd say so. Biggest game since I think the Duke game and the Big Ten ACC Challenge a few years ago with Marco Killingsworth, DJ White, those guys was right up there. you know, got pretty loud then, one got pretty crazy then. This could be right there because Kentucky is a rival. People around here hate Kentucky, and they've been waiting, people around here have been waiting for a good Indiana basketball team since Kelvin Sampson left a smoking crater in the middle of Bloomington. So I'd say, you know, my prediction, atmosphere, bonkers. It's going to be crazy. I might rush the floor. Don't be surprised if that happens. I'll try to stay incognito. But you know, it's going to be crazy, and it's definitely the biggest game Assembly Hall has seen in a number of years.
So you're going to be rushing the floor from the Gary Snyder Show media seats.
I'll try to hide the press pass so they don't blame you. I'll go down for it. I'll take the fall. I'll try to stay incognito though. Maybe bring like a Groucho Marx mask along with me. One of those little glasses, nose, and mustache pieces. Keep me incognito.
Well, we expect the picture on Twitter of what you're eating tomorrow at Assembly Hall, let me ask you this though: do you have a video recorder on your phone?
No, I don't. I've actually got a pretty old school phone. So, unfortunately, I do not.
That's too bad. I was going to have, if you did rush the floor, I wanted video of you screaming and yelling all the way down to the floor. That would have been pretty cool.
I'll see if I can get a friend to record me going crazy on the floor at Assembly Hall. Maybe like after the game when everyone's already gone, we'll post it. I'll be a little late to the party, but better late than never.
And when Notre Dame and IU hook up a week from tomorrow, you will be changing roles a little bit. You will be the photographer for the Gary Snyder Show, watching the game floor side, correct?
Yeah, it'll be pretty sweet. Not gonna lie, it would probably it's gonna be the second coolest atmosphere I've been in Conseco Fieldhouse in the past couple weeks because I saw Guns N' Roses. Just putting that out again. That was pretty sweet. But no complaints here. Watching a pretty good basketball game from floor level, I can deal with that.
And again, just make sure you snap some pictures, even if it's with your phone, so we can justify the photo credential.
I'll try to find a nice camera and get some nice pictures.
All right, you went to the Guns N' Roses concert last night. You had a great time. Did you have good seats?
Pretty good seats, actually. Yeah, I was able to make out the Marshall lettering on all the amps, so that was pretty cool.
Was it sold out?
Kind of, like with an asterisk, because they blanketed out the top levels. I think the estimated attendance was right between 9,000 and 10,000, but a bunch of people there. And for an 11 o'clock rock show with Axl Rose and Company, not the original Guns N' Roses, we're talking Axl Rose and Company. I was pleasantly surprised at the turnout. I thought a good amount of people were there, and when they were playing, it was rocking.
All right, I warned you ahead of time. Take us to break here with your best Axl Rose, a sweet child of mine. And for people who don't know, you are the front man for a local band down in Indianapolis, or is it in Bloomington?
Indianapolis.
All right, take us to break with your best Axl Rose, Sweet Child of Mine.
All right, hold on one second. She got a smile that it seems...
A year to remember the late Bill Green.
A year to follow the progress of Billy Shepherd. It's yet another storied season of Marion basketball on the station that's been telling the Giants story for over a half century. 1400 WBAT.
Rose another three! Got it!
Marion Giants basketball with Jim and Jeff. Game night on 1400 WBAT.
United Giving provides an opportunity for an entire community to share in making a difference for those in need. Thanks to United Way, Family Service Society is able to provide safe shelter, parent education for young moms, and therapy for a child recovering from abuse. I am thankful to say that 100% of the Family Service Society team participates in the United Way campaign. I'm Connie Rose, the Executive Director at Family Service. Won't you please join the team today?
Please join the Salvation Army and Walmart to help Grant County kids have a wonderful Christmas with the Toys for Kids campaign. While shopping, pick up a new toy or bring in slightly used toys to the Marion Walmart and put in the large boxes right inside the doors now through Sunday, December 11th. Toys are then distributed to needy children who wouldn't have a Christmas without your generosity. Put a twinkle in the eyes of a child. Donate to the Salvation Army and Walmart's Toys for Kids campaign at the Marion Walmart.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-917-1208 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-917-1208. That's 800-917-1208. Again, 800-917-1208. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT newsroom, I'm Layla Price. A Marion woman has been re-arrested after she walked away from a state work release program earlier this month. 24-year-old Misty Reynolds walked away from a state work release program in Indianapolis on December 1st. She was picked up at a local home by Marion police and U.S. Marshals on a warrant charging her with escape. Reynolds would have been eligible for release from the program in June had she not walked away. She's now being held without bond in the Grant County Jail. The cause of a house fire near Van Buren remains under investigation. Van Buren firefighters were called to the house at 7991 East 125 North and found the building filled with smoke. The fire was contained to the kitchen area, but there was smoke and water damage throughout the house. Firefighters say they saved some of the home's belongings as well as some Christmas gifts. No one was at home at the time of the fire, but two dogs inside the home died as a result of the smoke and flames. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And a group of benefactors have given Taylor University $3.2 million to upgrade and renovate the school's sports complex. The university will renovate Jim Wheeler Memorial Stadium to accommodate both football and soccer. The project will include new seating, an artificial turf field, and permanent lighting. The project also calls for a new scoreboard, a half-size field with natural turf. Taylor University President Dr. Eugene Haybecker said Taylor officials are excited that in the coming months, their football and soccer athletes will be able to practice and play in facilities that match their achievements. The sports complex represents the first phase to improve Taylor's athletic fields and facilities. The university also hopes to soon build space for football locker rooms, offices, meeting rooms, and a weight room dependent upon future gifts. Construction on the new sports complex will start early next year, with completion expected by August 1st. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WBAT forecast for this afternoon: becoming clear and cold with a low around 15. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold with a high of 28. Saturday night, mostly clear and cold with a low around 18 degrees. Sunday, sunny and cold with a high of 35. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Go read the letter in my desk. Don't worry with all my belongings, no. But pay attention to the list. Make sure my daughter knows I loved her. Make sure her mother knows the same. Always remember, there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Before we get to our next guest, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right, Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. this sounds like you, then listen up. Fraco offers a 92-cent CPM plus, that's an addition to, for all of you St. Louis Cardinal fans out there, a competitive FSE, and that's on all dispatches. Fraco drivers average 2,500 plus miles a week, and they are home on the weekends. Fraco offers consistent lanes with many bean drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Fraco has to offer, then give Ray a call, 866-397-2581. You can visit them on the web at fraco.org. Fraco, they are a freight moving company. If you can't remember that, just remember GarySnyderShow.com, where all of our sponsors are just a click away. And our poll question of the day, do you prefer a live Christmas tree or an artificial pre-lit Christmas tree? You can vote on that. All right, it's as always at this time, co-host of the show, Tom Marquis is with us. Tom, say hi.
Happy TGIF, everyone. Good to be here.
And do you prefer live or artificial?
Well, actually, I do prefer live, very much so. But my wife is a kind of a neat freak, and we've got cats. So we have an artificial pre-lit tree. And I have to admit, I really do like the convenience of it. So I like the beauty and the naturalness of a real tree, but I sure like the convenience when it comes time to put it up and take it down.
Also joining us right now, he writes the State House Bureau Chief for the Evansville Courier and Press, Eric Bradner. Welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Thank you. How you doing, guys?
All right, same question to you. Artificial or live?
Go with an artificial. I'd say live trees tend to cause some allergies in my family to act up.
Plus, they're just a pain in the rear, too.
That's true.
All right, Eric, you're joining us to talk about, among other things, the retirement of Indiana Supreme Court Chief Justice Randall Shepard. You know, you work at the State House. You've covered it for a while. You know, what is Randall Shepard's legacy as he gets ready to leave the Indiana Supreme Court?
Sure. You know, he's been Chief Justice of the Supreme Court for 25 years now, which is an extremely long tenure. He is, in fact, that's the longest anyone has been Chief Justice of a state Supreme Court in the United States right now. And so he has overseen a transformational period for the court. Here's one way of illustrating that. When he became Chief Justice back in 1987, 93% of the court's cases were criminal. So if someone was sentenced to 10 years or more in jail, they could appeal straight to the state Supreme Court. Now it's 50-50 with child custody cases, business disputes, other civil cases taking up a lot more of the court's time. That's a dramatic change, and that's happened under Shepard's tenure.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, Brian, I really appreciate you joining us, and it's always good to have someone from, well, I grew up in Evansville-Newburgh area, so always good to have someone on board with us from the Evansville Courier and Press. And the reason why I chose you to talk to, as opposed to some of the other really local major medias here in Indianapolis, is the fact that Chief Justice Shepard spent a lot of time down there in Evansville. I'm not sure he's an Evansville native, but I know he spent a lot of time down there. And Governor Orr, that shows you how long ago this guy became a Chief Justice, appointed it. So I wanted to know if you could tell us a little bit about his history in Evansville before he became a Chief Justice in the state Supreme Court.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're right, he's not an Evansville native. He was born in Lafayette, Indiana, but grew up in Evansville, went to Harrison High School down there, and it's really where he cut his teeth in politics. He was a candidate for the Indiana House of Representatives as a Republican in 1974 and 76, and around that period, he was working for Mayor Russell Lloyd, Sr. There's been a Russell Lloyd, Jr. who's been mayor since then, too. But he was an aide to the Republican mayor of Evansville back in the 70s and actually ran for mayor of Evansville in 1979. So Then he ran for the Vandenberg County Superior Court after failing at getting elected mayor. And it was from there that Governor Orr, as you mentioned, appointed him to the state Supreme Court. So Evansville is his, what he considers his hometown. It's where he grew up, at least. And it is where he got his start in politics, sort of in the orbits of two key forces in southwestern Indiana politics. There's Orr, who had represented the Evansville area in the state Senate before becoming lieutenant governor and then governor, and then Lloyd, the mayor down there, who gave Shepard his first job in Indiana politics.
You know, Eric, when we look back at his career and some of the cases that he sat in front of, you know, what are some of the cases that he'll be remembered for, if not maybe one of the last ones that had to do with Fourth Amendment rights here in Indiana that happened just earlier this year?
Sure. Yeah, three good examples. The first one, back from 1988, Evan Bayh. He was he'd moved back to Indiana and was running for governor and had run for Secretary of State as well. And Republicans were challenging whether he should have been qualified to be on the ballot, whether he met Indiana's residency requirements. The state Supreme Court at that point was, there are five members on the court, and four of them had been appointed by Republicans. So maybe you would have thought that the odds were stacked against Bayh. But the court made a unanimous 5-0 decision that Evan Bayh had indeed met the residency requirements and therefore could be on the ballot, and that paved the way for Bayh to become governor. That's a critical case and one that sort of set a tone for a nonpartisan court under Shepard's watch. Another case is Paula Cooper, who was 15 years old when and she and three other teenagers had stabbed a Bible teacher and killed the teacher. She was convicted to and sentenced to death, and it was up to the Indiana Supreme Court to decide whether it constituted cruel and unusual punishment to put a teenager to death. The court ruled that it did, and instead Paula Cooper ended up spending a good chunk of her life in prison, although she could be released as soon as 2013. So that's another very famous case. And the one you mentioned recently, the Barnes case, that was over whether police could can enter, whether Hoosiers have the right to resist police officers who enter their homes without a warrant or unlawfully. And that, you know, the court ruled that Hoosiers do not have the right to resist that sort of thing, and that sparked a series of protests, including one here at the State House, and that was a controversial decision. The court has since sort of revisited that and said that its ruling was meant to be fairly limited, although they didn't really change much about it. But that was a controversial case, and it is certainly the one that comes to mind now when you think about the Indiana Supreme Court.
Now, Brian, when we talk about the Indiana Supreme Court, and I'm not asking you to give us a lesson in Indiana history or Indiana government, but a lot of people don't really understand when it goes to getting a replacement for Chief Justice Shepard, that falls in the hands of Governor Daniels, but he doesn't quite have the same leeway as perhaps Obama would with the Supreme Court. It's actually names are submitted to him by judges and lawyers, and I know we don't have the best system in Indiana for getting new chief justices in place, and Mitch Daniels obviously isn't very happy with Steve David. Who do you think he will go after, and what do you think will be the procedure and the likely candidates that might show up on the short list?
Sure. You know, you're right. Indiana does have a much different process than the U.S. Supreme Court. The president can pick who he wants and then send that nominee to the Senate for confirmation. But in Indiana, we have what's called a judicial nominating commission. And if you're interested in being on the Supreme Court, you apply to that. And then, you know, you're they conduct a couple of rounds of interviews, then send three names to the governor. The governor picks the one. So that's how Indiana will pick its next justice. And then out of those five justices, the Judicial Nominating Commission will once again get together to determine which one is going to be the Chief Justice. So in terms of who might be the next justice, you know, you start with some of the people who were finalists or semifinalists last time, although it's not been clear whether whether they're interested in applying again, or if they did, whether they would be seriously considered by the governor this time around. Now, you also have to keep in mind that Indiana has only ever had one female justice, and that might be something that the governor considers to some extent, although it's not expected to be a major consideration. But, you know, there's been some hope from some people, including Randy Shepard, who's declaring that the court might become more diverse now, and a female justice might be one way to do that.
Now, when you talked about the three cases that Chief Justice Randall Shepard has been involved in, and you talked about the Supreme Court clearing the way for Evan Bayh to run for governor, we recently had some Richard Murdoch supporters file a, I guess, residence voter fraud case for Richard Lugar. Does it basically the same principles apply there?
Well, not exactly. With Bayh, he had actually left Indiana, and the question, the legal question at least, was whether he intended to return the whole time. Lugar, meanwhile, did have a place in Indiana when he was first elected to the Senate, and he still owns property, although he rents it out. But now he spends the vast majority of his time in Washington, D.C., and stays in a hotel when he comes home to Indiana. So the legal questions are not exactly the same, but it is a similar type of case in terms of the political questions at hand. Now, you know, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not exactly sure how this will play out, but it's interesting, certainly.
Now, Brian, what are some of the cases that are upcoming with the Indiana Supreme Court, and any surprises in the cases that the state will hear this in this next upcoming session, and how much influence will Chief Justice Shepard have on those, because obviously he's not retiring until March officially.
Sure. Yeah, his retirement isn't effective until March 4th, which is when, you know, Indiana Chief Justices are given five-year terms. Then they can be reselected for another five-year term. So that's when his five-year term ends. I'm not aware of any high-profile cases that are coming up for the court, which isn't to say they don't exist, but it seems like most likely the focus in the coming months is going to be on figuring out who's going to be a member of the court, and then figuring out who the next Chief Justice will be. Once we know more about the court's makeup moving forward, then those justices will be determining which cases they're willing to get into, and we'll also see how the makeup of the court has changed now Shepard is gone. I mean, you've got to keep in mind this is a guy who has authored more than 900 opinions over the course of his legal career. He's written 67 law review articles, so he has been very influential in these cases, and so moving forward, perhaps more interesting than which specific cases the court takes on will be how those cases, you know, how the new makeup of the court affects how those cases are considered.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Eric, and I hopefully I'm saying this right, Bradner, State House Bureau Chief for the Evansville Courier Press. You know, Chief Justice Randall Shepard got his start as a politician. Does he have any political, aspirations after he leaves his office as the state Supreme Court Justice?
You know, that's an interesting question, because he was pretty vague about why he was going to resign and what he's going to do next. He said he's open for suggestions. It wouldn't surprise me if he took a job working for a law firm in Indianapolis. I mean, you know, trying to make some money before it's too late. He's 64 years old and will turn 65 on Christmas Eve. So, but on the other hand, he's taught law school classes before. He's taught at Yale. He's taught at Indiana University, Indianapolis, and IU Bloomington. So he might do that. I don't think he'll run for office, but he has, as Chief Justice, been more involved in politics than people in his role have been in the past. I mean, think about the Kernan-Shepard Commission. That's former Governor Joe Kernan and Randy Shepard had worked on a series of local government reform initiatives for Mitch Daniels. So he has been willing to play a role in policy discussions, and I would not be surprised if he continued to do that. Whether he'll run for office, I sort of doubt that, but he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would be too interested in fading away completely.
Now, Brian, we're coming up to a new session of the House, and obviously some of the big things on the plate is the right to work. And obviously last year, the Democrats showed how much they were not in favor of that. And we've talked with that bill and different people, Brian Howie and different people, about, you know, a possible walkout and the repercussions of such. What do you think about that, and tying it in with today's topics, do you think that that's something that the Indiana Supreme Court will take a look at as to how elected officials are supposed to handle their business once they are in session?
Well, you know, whether that'll make it to the Supreme Court, I'm not sure, but yeah, you know, last year Democrats took off for 5 weeks boycotting several Republican initiatives, and this week Republicans have made it clear, or this year, that they've Republicans have made it clear that they intend to push a right to work measure. So the question is, what leverage can Democrats use? They can't just take off again, because in the budget last year, Republicans included some pretty high fines for legislators who take off for 3 days or more, with, you know, for the purpose of keeping the General Assembly from having a quorum to do business. What Democrats might do is say, skip 2 days, come back for a day, skip 2 days, come back for a day, and do anything they can to cause the kind of havoc that would stop a right-to-work bill from becoming law. Whether that will involve legal challenges is sort of tough to predict at this point, because Democrats have been very vague about what they intend to do. Part of that is because the budget last year that included these newer fines for legislators who boycott makes it tougher to use the tactics they've used in the past. And part of it is that they're being vague for the purpose of flummoxing Republicans who would like to be able to predict what sort of opposition they're going to be dealing with, but can't do so because Pat Bauer, the House Democratic leader, is refusing to show his cards.
What about the option that they just don't show up at the beginning of the session, so there can't be a quorum to even start the session?
You know, that's a fascinating point, and some of the reporters around here have been talking about that. We're not exactly clear on whether the new law, the new anti-bolting law, would enable them to be fined even if they don't show up in the first place or not. So that is a good question, and it seems like they're going to have to show up. It seems like it won't be an option to just refuse to show up for the first day and therefore keep session from actually taking place at all. But it'd be an interesting tactic, and I mean, at this point, I would say don't rule anything out.
All right, Eric, we have to wrap things up here. Where can people find your work?
CourierPress.com.
Any Facebook or Twitter you want to get out there?
Sure, yeah. Follow me on Twitter. It's Eric Bradner, one word. That's ERICBRADNER.
Hey, Eric, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to having you on again at some point.
Great. Thank you all for having me.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
From now until New Year's Eve, you have the wonderful opportunity to see one of the largest displays of Christmas lights in the Midwest. Promotionally sponsored by this station, IWU, GP Design, Atlas Foundry, and the Chronicle Tribune, the Christmas City Walkway of Lights in Marion boasts over 2.5 million lights. over 100 displays, plus a gift shop and a holiday cafe. Start your winter wonderland journey at the Girl Scout Cabin to view the spectacular animated scenes from 6 till 10 p.m. nightly through December 31st, all for a one-time admission of only $5. The Christmas City Walkway of Lights is proudly brought to you by
Miller's Merry Manor, Abbey Carpet, Fortress Federal Credit Union, Marion General Hospital, Needham Story Wapner Funeral Homes, Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Rolling Meadows Health and Rehab, the Charles Street Community Federal Credit Union, and Drs. Bruner, Root, and Snead.
Tuition to any public university or college in the state of Indiana.
He says the goal is to enroll upwards of 90% of all Marion County 7th and 8th graders in the program. This is Network Indiana News.
Make your holidays a hit with the new Money Bag Multiplier Scratch-Off from the Hoosier Lottery. There's plenty of ways to win, with 20 chances on the front, plus 10 more chances to win on the back, and a top prize of $100,000. With Money Bag Multiplier, you can haul in even more prizes and multiply your winnings up to 50 times. Put some fun under your tree with the Money Bag Multiplier Scratch-Off from the Hoosier Lottery. Just one of many new games on sale now. Play your favorite today. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Hello, world. It's your man, Mike Epps. Welcome to the Super Bowl Village, where it's nothing but 10 days of football partying. Two concert stages, national, local, and regional acts. Zip lines for crazy people like myself. We got warming zones all up and down the street.
Your source for CBS News and the Osgood File is 1400 WBAT Marion.
Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. I want to thank Eric Bradner, State House Bureau Chief, for the Evansville Courier and Press, discussing the retirement and the legacy of Indiana Supreme Court Justice Randall Shepard. Also, Jimmy Kavanaugh, who, by the way, is taking Marion sports by storm, at least when it comes to IU. I want to thank him for joining us talking IU basketball. All right. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.